listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. 1 year since Sandy. It's been a year since hurricane/superstorm Sandy landed on the East Coast and destroyed homes and lives. It brought awareness that climate change is undeniable, and yet there are still people saying that it doesn't exist, which is preposterous, but whatever. And yet, 1 year later, what's happening to actively reduce carbon emissions? Sure, the National Hurricane Society has decided to notify residents of incoming storms regardless of whether the storm qualifies as a hurricane or not. And evacuation zones have changed. And that's all good. But what's happening in Washington to change policy? A quick search on the internet shows the answer. Little things. We're seeing small policy changes trickling in, forcing companies, for example, to switch from bunker fuel to something less polluting in ports. Commuters are taking public transportation more. The number of people taking public transportation in 2012 rose 1.5%. And just recently, governors in Washington, Oregon, and California made a climate change pact with the folks in British Columbia to implement tough laws for emissions reductions. These are all good changes, but it's no time to pat ourselves on the back. So, on the smaller scale, what we can do, keep growing food and keep composting because those are carbon sinks. Bike, walk, drive electric, reduce leaks in your home, and keep things local. For more ideas about what little things we can do to make a difference, check out the website we've got listed on our website this week only. And happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!